So we're going to continue on talking about how you are light, how you are love, how we are all called to be freed from the enslavement that we find ourselves in, that we have allowed people to enslave us, both in our own consciousness, in our own minds, and in our own lives. And so too, we and other people enslave others. And how we have a call for ourselves and others to free those who are enslaved. And I'm using the scripture from Exodus 3, as the example. You know, the Old Testament tells us that we should love and that we are light. So Exodus 3 is all about Moses. And I'll just give you a quick recap. Moses, by this time, who was royalty, killed a man, had to flee for his life because he killed a man, found himself out in the wilderness, found himself and brought in as a refugee himself into a home of which he ended up being a part of the family.
And he married the daughter. And while he was there, he became a shepherd. And we learn from this, and that's pretty much where we stopped off. We found out that he went to the wilderness. He found a bush that was burning, but it wasn't consumed. Found out it was God speaking to him. And God gave him a call to free the Israelites, to free his people. And what we know thus far of this, if you haven't been here for the last 3 or 4 weeks, is that we realize at the beginning, God says, don't step any further. He's talking to Moses. Moses is that aspect of the extraction of the aspects of your life that we're thinking that are good. He's extracted some things in that he killed someone, but he also can extract greatness and consciousness. And so this Moses came to the burning bush, and the burning bush said, take off your sandals because you are on holy land. We find out that actually holy land is not a place somewhere outside of us, that we are the holy, sacred land, and that we are the burning bush, and that within us is a passion, is a love for life and for greatness that burns within us, that is also known as the divine child, the divine idea, the Christ, the Jehovah, the superb and the divine man. And within us, each and every one of us, is this I am spirit. And of course, Moses, just as each and every one of us goes up, Moses comes to this land, to this burning bush. And the burning bush says, go, free your people. And of course, Moses says, who, me? I'm not the one. Who, me? And we learn that you are the one. We all are the one because we've been given a call. We have been given the call in that aspect to free our people, to free ourselves from the slavery, because God within us tells us to free ourselves from the bondage of enslavement. And also we get the call to free everyone else. Go out and free everyone else who is enslaved and in bondage. Because, as I told with the Bodhisattva, the Zen or the Buddhist Bodhisattva, there's a Bodhisattva who tried to ascend to greatness, to enlightenment. He found that he could not ascend unless we all ascended. No one person can truly ascend because we are one another. I am you, you are me. We are each other. And so the call is to free one another. And so where we are at now in this beautiful story is where Moses goes, okay, well, if I say go to the Israelites, well, let me read it to you, because I like to dramatize it, but I'll read it to you. But Moses said to God, if I come to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? I can imagine Moses looking at a burning bush going, God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said further, being God, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am, has sent me to you. Thus you shall say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. Know that this is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations. I am. This is a powerful statement because I bring up this scripture quite a bit with you. And unity, out of all of the Old Testament, out of all of the Jewish Bible, the Fillmore is anchored in on this statement. That here, Moses comes and asks, has the courage to ask, and maybe it was the fear of him trying to get out of it. Either way, he asks the name, and this is the only place in the Bible where the Lord says its name, and the name is I Am. And it is a sacred name. It is a divine name. And it is a name that God has always had, that Jehovah has always had, the Christ consciousness has always had, that the God of our knowing has always had, I am. And that I am has been given to us as the divine man, as the sacred man. And so this passage says, not only have we been called to move ourselves and to move our sisters and brothers out of enslavement, the way we do this is to know that the presence and the power of the spirit of the divine idea of the Most High is with us at all times, guiding us, moving us to be free. And that all we have to do is be open and receptive to this that which is within each and every one of us. To know that I am is there. To know that we do have the power. But so many times we don't want the power. You know, I go back to Marianne Williamson's quote that I love. You'll hear it, you've heard it many times. You'll hear it from me again. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful, but we keep getting ousted in our power. We keep wanting to give our power away. And who can really blame us? That's the way we've all been taught, yes? I mean, we are lucky to be in a generation where it's shifting, it's moving. That we are, even in Christianity, I was looking up I Am quotes. And by God, Joel Osteen has a book, I Am. Well, what a talk. I Am is powerful because throughout all of the world, more and more we realize that I Am are the two most powerful words in any language because it is the language of our truth as Christed beings. It is the language of that which we will always manifest. God has no idea of what is good and bad. God created everything. We're the judge of that. God is our 100% creation. Whatever we put I am in front of, we will create. And know that anything that you now put your I am on, be conscious that it is your name. It is your divinity. It is your power. I want to introduce you to a woman by the name of Armanita Ross. When she was born enslaved, and when she was a young woman, she escaped. And when she escaped, after escaping, she said these words, I had crossed the line. I was free, but there was no one to welcome me to the land of freedom. I was a stranger in a strange land. She was being called, just like Moses. Something within inside her knew that she could not be free on her own, that she had to do something. So for 10 years, in secret, she would go back and forth between freedom and the fear of being enslaved again, and she rescued over 300 enslaved of her people. She said these words, "I think slavery is the next thing to hell. For if a person would send another into bondage, he would, it appears to me, be bad enough to send him into hell if could." Well, Armenita couldn't allow that to happen to herself, to anyone she loved. So she helped to create routes that allowed her to move people into their own freedom. She said to the Lord, "I'm going to hold steady onto you, Lord, and I know you'll see me through." And the Lord, she says, saw her through until her land and her people had a war. And this woman, the strong woman who knew that she, like a bodhisattva, she could not be enlightened. She couldn't ascend until all of her people, until everyone ascended. She became a spy. And she became a nurse so that she could be a bigger conduit, a greater help, so that no one would be enslaved. And after the war, she moved forward. And she said these things as she continued her mission. "Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars, to change the world. Each and every one of us has the passion, has the peace, has within us that Christed I am within us, as us, to change the world. From that which is hell, from that which is hellacious, from that which our brothers and sisters want to enslave us, where parts of us want to enslave one another, moves us to that, to heaven on earth." You might actually know Armenita Ross from a different name. Armenita took her mother's name, Harriet Ross. And then, years later, she married a free slave by the name of John Tubman. And so Harriet Tubman is known as the Moses of her people. She, just like Moses of the Bible, had an affliction. In Exodus 4, I think it's 4:10, it speaks to Moses, how Moses, as I think we all do, we hear the Spirit of God saying, "You can do it, I'll be with you." And then we go, "Who, me again?" And we find an excuse within him. Moses' excuse was he had a speech impediment. Thought no one would listen to her. Harriet Tubman had an impediment where she was hitting the head as a child. And occasionally she would go unconscious. Can you imagine running through the woods, hearing dogs behind you, having 10, 20, 15 people that you're carrying across? And she goes unconscious for hours, for days, for a week. And yet there is a quote where she says, "I was the only conductor that never went away from her, who never disrailed. And I always got every single last person to their destination." See, beloveds, it isn't just Moses of the Bible. It isn't just Harriet Tubman. It isn't just the spiritual gurus of today who are teaching us, the Fillmores, Dalai Lama, any number of people who are teaching us and telling us that we no longer need to be enslaved. It is within each and every one of us. It is our call. It is the truth of who we are. To finally embrace the I am truth, that Christ consciousness within ourselves. No, it is always within us, guiding us, protecting us, allowing us, and wanting us to have heaven here on earth. If only we just allow ourselves to open up to the truth, to see it in ourselves, and to see it in each and every brother and sister. Know that we are constantly evolving into a greater expression of our divine self. We are constantly, if we allow it, we can block it. We are constantly, consciously, hopefully, evolving into a greater expression of our divine selves. Let's make that personal. Will you repeat that after me in the first person? I am ever evolving into a greater expression of my divine self. How does that feel to you? Awesome? Good? I heard it from some loud people. I'm hearing some kind of faces like... And you know, this from here is to be expected. You know, because once we embrace that divine self, we've been taught for so many years. We're in that cross generation, aren't we? But how many of us have been taught, don't think too much of yourself? How many poisons have we received from our family, from our teachers, from our bosses, when we're striving to do our best? You think you're better than us, don't you? How many times have we been trying to raise up and to reach that star only to have someone try to knock us down? How many times have we looked at Jesus Christ's story and said, wow, well, he tried to live a truth and tried to tell all of us, and what happened to Jesus? He was crucified. And so are we. Every time we seem to want to think better of ourselves, it's time for us to know that we are great, that we are greatness, that greatness is within us, that the Christ self is within us. The shift is not to know that you are the only one. See, that's the trick. Know that we are all it, that we are all powerful beyond our wildest dreams. We are all greatness, unfolding individually in our own greatness, because God is infinite and we are expressions of the infinite aspects of God. We just need to embrace it and appreciate it and see it in each and every one of us. And so let us continue to know this, to be this, and know that I am that I am. You are that you are. If you want another affirmation, I invite you to know this biblical truth as well. I am the light of the world. Let's say that together. I am the light of the world. Let's breathe that in. Let's see the heaviness or darkness that might surround us at times just fade away. You know, deep within us, feel that passion of the burning bush shine brightly within us and outside of us. Let's say this again. I am the light of the world. Yes, you are. So it is. Amen. Amen.